have, had the opportunity to go to university, and many of us will have known, or rather will know, that there is a possibility of dropping out within your first year at university. The good news is that, though, there are a number of early alarm bells which, if heeded, can help you or help students manage their risk and prevent them from abandoning their studies. Education expert Nola Payne from the Independent Institute of Education joins you then this morning to give you some advice. Nola, welcome back once again. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Abungeli.
Nola, we talk about tertiary education, but this is across all board. Anything we talk about, further education and training, we talk about higher education across all boards in South Africa in general. This is a problem.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's especially these kids coming straight out of school into their higher education, as you said, whether it's a TVET college or university or college and so forth. It's a whole new environment they're going into. So there's this whole new, you know, thing that they've got to adapt to, and sort of things they have to look at to make sure that they're successful.
Mm. And talking about that, this usually happens in the first year. So what are some of the reasons why we have the dropout rate being so high?
Well, we think, and, you know, there's been some research on it, that it's mostly about, you know, the strange environment from the trip they're going into the higher education. So there's this whole adapting who they are, the environment. It's quite scary. You're going into this massive different space from what you were perhaps used to. So there's, besides just not understanding what you're doing or whatever in class and that you may fail your assessments, there are other factors that can contribute to this dropout rate, which is very alarming. You know, if you think, you know, the way we are, students are struggling to pay for their fees and the resources and all of that to go to higher education, if 40% of those are not making it through to the their second and third year, that's a huge amount of money that not only themselves are wasting, but perhaps their family and so forth.
Mm, and talking about that, you talk about identity. Many institutions tend to have something called an orientation week. How important is it then to attend this orientation week?
It's vitally important. Most of the logistical or operational kinds of processes and procedures are explained there. So, for example, they would get somebody from the library to come and talk to these new first-year students, explain how it works, how you take books out, where you make photocopies, how do you reference. It could be related to where the faculty is that positioned in terms of physical location, who you can speak to if you've got an issue. So it's all those kind of little things that you think you may not need to know, but actually, as a cumulative, they have this huge effect on the experience. And they sort of take that anxiety out of, oh, I need to go and hand this in. Where do I do it? Something has gone wrong. I need to speak to somebody. How do I take a book out the library? So it's all those little anxieties can then be sorted out at the orientation week.
If you've just joined the conversation, we are chatting to Nola Payne, who is an education expert at the Independent Institute of Education. And she's giving us some advice on how to avoid being another statistic. And we are talking about dropping out in your first year of your higher education or your further education, education and training, whatever it is. She's giving you some advice on how to make sure that you don't fall victim to that. That being said, for many of us, I mean, I remember going to university, Nola, in the first year. You believe that you are invincible and that you do not necessarily need to attend classes.
Well, besides feeling invincible, it's quite lacquer to have that freedom. I mean, I think we all felt that. Coming out of this restricted environment where your parents sort of restricted your curfew, your teachers told you what to do, you had to be in class. Now, all of a sudden, you are being treated as an adult and the decisions are up to you. Do you want to attend class or not? Are you going to study? You know, there's nobody sort of following up or following after you every second of the day. And there's that temptation to skip a class every now and then, you know, go with your friend to the mall or go to a movie, go and, you know, and they stay out too late at night and then sleep late the next morning. And that can become a vicious circle. So, you know, you get into the swing of, oh, it's not so bad. Nobody shouted at me the first time I missed something. You know, nobody asked me where my little bit of homework I had to do was. It was, you know, life went on. But as an accumulated effect, this can really undermine your results in your assessments and towards the end of the year, because you can have huge gaps in the knowledge that you should have acquired. And the assessments at universities and that are not necessarily exactly that is in a textbook or whatever. There could have been a discussion in a class which brought up some very interesting points. And from that, the students in the class could have formed their own opinions. You know, come the assessment and then they ask you, what is your opinion on something? At least if you were in class, you would be able to draw on that sort of knowledge that you'd gain there. So it's not just necessarily listen to what the lecturer says, but it's the whole integration of the environment that becomes important.
And just before we say goodbye to you, Nola, I mean, your parting words to the listeners maybe on this conversation?
Well, I think as soon as there is any indication that you're struggling, whether you don't understand work or your first test or assignment results are poor, they have to firstly make sure they get help, speak to the lecturer themselves, make an appointment, or speak to a tutor. But there needs to be a commitment to nip it in the bud. So you've got to get it going and get your stuff together as soon as you can and not miss classes, obviously.
Nola, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Do have yourself a fantastic morning further.
Thanks, Abs. You too.
Thank you so much. Nola Payne, ladies and gentlemen, education expert at the Independent Institute of Education. To you.